Also, the realization or the coming into a new sense of what spiritual good is as opposed to moral and civil good. I think there's a fair bit of confusion around good for most people. That's my experience. And often people confuse moral and civil good for spiritual good. And of course, moral and civil good are external and spiritual good is internal. And I think we get a very clear idea of what it is here. And the thing to remember with this is that we are given insight into the end in view, which is to operate out of that goodness, of that is from the Lord. But as things currently stand, you cannot by the force of your own will be in that state. That state is a product of work. And so we work with what presents in the moment. That's how that state comes about. That's how the end is achieved. I think the tendency perhaps to want to have the end now without the work having been done or the mind having been restructured can tend to force us into a moral, civil kind of good and call that spiritual good in the hope that it is. But of course, part of this work involves having moral and civil good opened up so that we can see that there is no salvation in placing store in external behavior without internal work having been done.